This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday suggested Democrats have made a deal with Republicans on support for Ukraine after the U.S. Congress left aid for Kyiv out of a stopgap government spending bill that averted a shutdown.
Are you going to be able to trust Speaker McCarthy when the next deal comes around?
We just made one about Ukraine, so we'll find out.
The nature of this deal is unclear. Biden also blasted Republicans for holding up government spending talks after a partial shutdown of the federal government was narrowly averted. There's reports the British training of Ukrainian soldiers could move into western Ukraine, but not right away, if at all, according to AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery.
Britain's new defense secretary suggests that military training of Ukrainian soldiers that currently takes place at UK bases could move into western Ukraine. In a newspaper interview, recently appointed Defense Minister Grant Shapps says he's in discussions with the British Army about it. But Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is ruling out speculation of an imminent deployment, telling reporters that Shapps' suggestion is not for the here and now, but possibly the long term. Russia is criticizing the proposal, with former president and deputy head of Russia's Security Council, Dmitry Medvedev, claiming Shapps is pushing toward a third world war. Mimi Montgomery, London.
Turkey's Interior Affairs Minister says a suicide bomber detonated an explosive device near his ministry while a second assailant was killed in a shootout with police. He said two police officers were slightly injured during the attack in the Turkish capital, Ankara. The attack in the heart of the city occurred hours before Parliament was scheduled to reopen Sunday following summer recess. This is VOA News. There were a memorial Sunday to Yevgeny Prigozhin in St. Petersburg. VOA's Scott Walterman says he was killed in an unexplained plane crash exactly 40 days ago.
Dozens of mourners hailed the mutinous mercenary chief as a patriotic hero of Russia who had spoken truth to power. At his grave in the former imperial capital of St. Petersburg, his mother, Violetta, and his son, Pavel, laid flowers. Supporters waved the black flags of Wagner, which sport a skull and the motto, Blood, Honor, Motherland, Courage. In Eastern Orthodoxy, it's believed the soul makes its final journey to either heaven or hell on the 40th day after death. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Gabon's transitional president, who ousted the leader of the Central African country at the end of August, received a show of support from neighboring Republic of Congo on Sunday after he met his counterpart, aiming to improve relations and ease Gabon's isolation. General Brice Oligui Nguema overthrew Ali Bongo, who had ruled Gabon since 2009, moments after he was proclaimed the winner in a presidential election in late August. The election result was branded a fraud by the opposition and the military coup leaders, who had also accused his regime of widespread corruption and bad governance. More than a dozen people have been killed after a fire tore through adjoining nightclubs in the Spanish city of Murcia, emergency services said Sunday. They added rescuers were still searching for those unaccounted for after the blaze. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Diego Serral of Spain's National Police told reporters the dead were found in the La Fonda nightclub, which has sustained the majority of fire damage, including the collapse of its roof. A spokesperson for the Teatro nightclub told reporters the fire originated in La Fonda before spreading to the other two adjoining clubs. The cause of the blaze is being investigated. Spanish media reported several birthday celebrations were taking place at the time. Murcia's mayor, José Ballesta, told a Spanish TV channel the fire was now under control.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. The U.S. State Department said on Sunday it's gravely concerned Guatemala's public ministry is trying to undermine the transfer of power to President-elect Bernardo Arvelo, who recorded a landslide victory in August. The ministry, which functions similar to the Attorney General in other countries, raided the Supreme Electoral Tribunal on Friday for at least 20 hours to seize boxes holding tabulations from general election voting. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.